This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Earlier in the week, I went and visited my dad and wicked stepmother out in the country.
She's not wicked, is she?
No, but I mean, you know, you've got to add that. It's out near your stomping ground.
Yes.
The Coowee Rup area.
Yeah, so Longwarri,
Nyora.
Nyora.
Yes.
Yes.
I could remember then.
Gosh. So you have to get a bus and a train and walk.
Do you know what? It is really easy. Mm. You go to Southern Cross and it takes an hour on the express coach.
Right. That's amazing.
Door to door.
Door to door.
I mean, it's,
really,
you know,
door to door?
Well, I mean, it doesn't go to their house. But, you know, they meet
Imagine
me
if they lived at a train station.
Coowee Rup or Lang Lang.
Mm. Oh, is that where they meet you?
Yeah.
Right.
Depending on where I want to get off.
So whenever if you get off at Coowee Rup, do you go past the high school and think about me?
Do you know I don't? Because I don't know where the high school is.
Well, I mean,
did they have any, like a plaque up? Is there a bust of you? Well, Shirley went to get her hair done in Lang Lang, and that's the wicked stepmother. And she said, well, you can come with me and have a look around. I said, all right.
Mm.
5 minutes it took me to look around.
Would have been amazing, I'm sure.
I didn't know what to do with myself.
What did you do?
Well, I went into a little gift shop. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I was just coming in here to browse. All right. You know, oh, Jesus.
Perfect.
But I was up, you always wake up hideously early. I seem to be anyway. I think of getting older, I think. Who knows?
Yes, I agree.
It's annoying.
I'm of a similar kind of experience as well.
Really annoying. I think, oh, I'll have a lovely and I switched on the TV and it was.
Was it like country TV?
No, normal.
Normal. Oh, that's good.
Same old rubbish.
Mm.
And it was a kid's cartoon.
Right.
And I would, you know, immediately flick over, but something about it caught my eye.
Okay.
It's called Shazow.
Shazow.
Which is basically S-H-E-Z-O-W.
Shazow.
Shazow.
And it was a cartoon on the in the morning.
Get this.
Right.
Because I started watching and it wasn't from the beginning, so I'd sort of missed the plot, but I thought I could probably catch up.
Well, you'd hope so.
You know, Scooby-Doo, I generally know who's done it.
Good.
You know.
Yeah.
The one with the, you know, anyway, but it doesn't matter. Shazow. Shazow, it turns out, is an Australian-Canadian production.
Right.
And basically it's about a little boy who, when I'd switched on, I've now got Wikipedia on and I know more about it.
Well, you've done your research.
You've got to.
Yes.
You've got to when you're on the radio.
Exactly.
You know. I know all about Wendy Matthews coming up, 4:30. Basically, though, this is a little boy. He was in drag.
Right. What?
Yes.
There's a cartoon about a boy in drag?
Yes.
Wow.
He's got a little boy name. Mm-hmm. And but basically, they would say his friends are saying, you're such a drama queen.
Right.
Because he, you know, and...
Oh my God, what was it like while you were watching this?
Well, it was, you know, reminiscent of my life.
Looking in a mirror.
I thought I was back at school. Apparently, anyway, so just give you a bit of the plot.
Mm.
What he does is he puts his ring on what actually belonged to his Aunt Agnes,
okay.
I've found,
oh,
since
right.
found out.
Yes.
And when he does that, he turns into Shazow, this girl.
Wow.
And he was at his school and no one knew that it was him because he was his girl.
Because he had his ring on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were saying to him, oh, can we have a go at his mates? Because he's got one guy sidekick and a sister.
Okay.
And he said, no, I'm the boss. And they was, so then he's, you know, the other one was going, you go, girl. It was the campus thing I've ever seen. Now, as this superhero, he had turbo tweezers. He had a boomerang brush. And he had vanishing cream.
Who on earth is making this?
I don't know, but I would love to meet them.
I would as well.
And it's just hilarious. I mean, I actually don't know what morning it's on now. I think it might have been Saturday morning.
Mm.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? For those sort of things. But it's on Channel 10 and it's actually now on all around the world. It's on in the United States, on in the United Kingdom. You will not be surprised when I tell you that the show is actually considered controversial.
Wow.
By several of the Christian groups.
I would never.
Because it had cross-dressing in it.
Mm.
I mean, dear God.
Yes.
It was. They didn't like it. 1 Million Mums, I don't know if you know them.
No.
They were up in arms against Ellen.
Yeah, okay.
And she started to do a campaign against them.
Yeah.
And the American Family Association are also targeting it.
Brilliant.
Because it's got a little cartoon guy that dresses as a girl.
Well, I want to see that show
right now. Great.
Chazal.
And we've got to thank Film Victoria for that because it's one of their productions.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the cast list. There's a few people. Tanya Lacey, I know. And
well, we love
there's
her.
There's a few people on it. And just, mm-hmm. just check it out, man. Because, brilliant. You know, if you like your cartoons with a bit of edge, this is one.
Chazal.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
It's just gone 5:30 and we are not alone.
No, we're not. We're surrounded by men.
We are indeed. King Kong, the musical, has been absolutely breaking all sorts of records in Melbourne for the last couple of months. It's just extended its run. But the boys from the show have done a spread in DNA and we have as many as we could fit in the studio here today. We say a great big welcome to Andrew, Sam, Scott and Travis. Hi, boys.
How are you going?
Oh, it's so manly.
Oh, it is. I mean, are they probably, I don't know.
Even laugh manly. Just can't laugh like that ever tried.
Now, we'll start with the show. Travis, maybe we start with you. Sure. You used to do a show on Joy, didn't you?
I did last year.
So you think you'd know your microphone.
Sorry.
It's been a while. Now, Travis, tell us about how everything's going with King Kong.
Everything's going fantastically. We're still running until the 26th of January, which is tickets on sale.
So it's extended, wasn't it, then, isn't it?
It has been extended. So, I mean, you can go to KingKongLiveOnStage.com for those tickets. I'll firstly get that out of the way. But the show's doing extremely well. We've been working on this, you know, since January, where we started rehearsals, a four-month rehearsal period.
Isn't that just absolutely unprecedented? To have that longer period of rehearsal time.
Absolutely. It's totally uncalled for, but because this is a brand new show and we all feel so honoured to be a part of a world premiere and to be in Australia and particularly in Melbourne, it's been fantastic. And we're continuing to run at this point in time at the Regent Theatre.
Are you all Melbourne based? Were you Melbourne based? No, some from different areas, is it?
Yeah, no, different areas.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I went along opening night and that was a little while ago.
You didn't have a ticket.
No.
And
it's amazing how close you can get to the door. It's unbelievable. But it was phenomenal. But I know from opening night, if anybody was there or even in the first month or so, it's changed a lot, hasn't it, since then? I mean, King Kong's still in it. But other than that, changed a lot, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We did a few changes right up until the day before opening night. Just chopping changes, new scenes, new lines. The actors had to come in, learn their lines overnight, then come in the next day and try a whole new scene.
And as that's gone along, that's happened as well, because I guess that's what happens when you get a, never been done before, brand new. And, I mean, the logistics of getting that, you know, when Kong moves, it is phenomenal. And I don't know, you obviously would know how many people operate Kong, and it's just, of course you notice that they're there, but you're just so blown over by the size and spectacle of Kong that, you know, these people are running and leaping just to move his arms and, you know, that looking at Kong is amazing, but hearing him before he even gets there is what gets you, I think.
I mean, the amazing thing is Kong is operated by 10 powerhouse Kingsmen.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are so in sync with each other and, you know, they've been working with each other for so long now that everything is just so seamless. And I think that Kong has gotten better over the months that we've been open.
Right. Was he a bit lazy for a
while? Well, no, he's always been fantastic, but our dance captain actually watched from front today and she was just talking about it after the show about how great the boys are working together and how, you know, they work
well, like
as one.
The rest of you, you build momentum, don't you? And you work together as a cast and, you know, that's why, I guess. But, you know, oh, phenomenal.
One of the great things about the show is that it, we say it's original and everything like that, but the pedigree of songwriters is absolutely world class. I mean, people like Massive Attack and Sarah McLachlan have all contributed to this kind of score of mostly original songs.
Yeah.
What I mean, can I ask you, what was it like to kind of be a part of this whole sort of process of putting a show together? I mean, I can imagine it had its frustrations, but how was it for you?
It's incredible, you know, to be the first people to jump into this and sing these songs and do this choreography. It's, you know, we feel incredibly blessed, incredibly lucky. Like, you know, it's not often that a show like this will come to Australia where you actually get to create in the room, and that's just, yeah, it's a huge blessing.
Now, one of the reasons we want, oh, go on, yeah.
I was just going to say, and for producers to allow us to rehearse for 4 months is, like, unheard of. Like, most producers just...
Did they rob a bank to be able to afford that?
Probably.
Something dodgy went on there. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you should give some of that money back? Because that would be a nice gesture, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really nice gesture.
Now what about...
We are interested, aren't we? Because we love King Kong. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind moving on because... You know, the boys are here also because they've just done a photo shoot. Oh, I whistled.
He's that excited.
I am.
Kettle's boiled.
I am. I'm looking at the Joy sample copy.
Because it's not released yet.
It's not released.
This
they
is,
did
of course,
a shoot.
The iconic DNA magazine.
DNA magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is out tomorrow, isn't it?
It is.
It hits newsstands.
I know that some of you have probably read DNA magazine in the past.
Does one read it?
Well, or looked at DNA magazine.
Of course they do. They have amazing articles.
What was it like when you got told that you were going to be part of a spread of, in DNA?
Everybody instantly went, okay, diet.
Not eating.
Well, and let's be honest. So when you're doing a musical and it keeps you fit, you know, but is that the case then? When you knew you had these pictures, did you lay off? Because, you know, if you're dancing and things like that, you can actually go, oh, look, I'm going to have burgers and whatever because it doesn't matter. I'll burn it off. Mm. But when you're having those photos, that's it, you know, because it doesn't look to me. One of my old tricks, it's too late now, was to breathe in, you know, now I'd have to remove a lung. But these photos are fantastic. You know, your bodies are great. You know, so was there a lot of dieting or just a little bit more in time in the gym, or are you naturally like that? And if you are, get out.
There's definitely a few extra sessions put in. Yeah. You know, the 2 or 3 days leading up to the shoot.
2 or 3 days. Great. Yeah. That's terrific. That's wonderful news.
That's all it takes. Yeah. What was the process of actually doing the photos?
As in, on the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got in, put on the makeup and stuff, and we went in and got changed.
Because you're actually wearing your costumes that you wear in the show. With
Stripped
some,
back.
Yeah, some items missing.
So, yeah, we put on the costumes as they are in the show, and then we were just asked to just remove... You know,
layers
at a time and see how...
Were they playing sexy music while that was happening?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a porn shoot.
You've got to try and get some kind of fear.
Yes. Now, this one here, this picture here, have you hurt your back? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'd put something in my shoulder.
You needed our physio.
It looks like, you know, there's some sort of, you know, dink
or
rub.
I was applying the 3,000 kilos of moisturiser.
Ah, there you go.
During the course of the day.
To give you the glow.
Is that what you call it? Moisturiser.
Yes.
Okay.
But everything was all set up. It was all very organised. Our publicist, Scott Dawkins, was all over it.
Rubbish.
So everybody was...
That's unusual for him, anyway. Go on.
We already knew what everybody was doing,
And let's face it, when you've got a day like this with loads of you involved in a shoot, could take forever and it could be really tedious. Yeah. You know, it's all very well now, the results are out and it's great. Mm. But it can be really tedious. We do know, Scott, you know, Glenn, well, you went to see the show last night, didn't you?
Just a second act. Anyway, go on.
We're not going to tell them? Willie, go on.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. Well, I got there an hour late.
It's the 7 o'clock show.
Yes.
No fault of my own.
No.
Anyway.
Believe it.
Yeah. So I'll have to sort something out and get you back.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because we wondered if you might be able to reenact some of these poses. We've got some moisturiser. and it's actually cooking oil, but it works just as well, doesn't it?
Chris goes fantastic.
Yeah. Exactly. No, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't cheapen you. But so DNA's out tomorrow.
It's all out tomorrow. King Kong is continuing to play through to January at the moment. And we need to say that it's not going to go anywhere else in Australia.
No.
They can't afford you, can they?
No, it's just a lot of people think that it's like a publicity kind of strategy to say, oh, you know, it's not going anywhere, but it's literally not going anywhere else. No. It's Melbourne.
Well, because it's that massive.
Exactly.
It takes
2 or 3 months to... put it in anywhere in any other theatre. So, it's just Melbourne.
Right. Well, people need to go to the website, first of all, to get tickets. It's KingKongLiveOnStage.com. And if people, they also need to check out DNA Magazine.
Yeah, get it tomorrow.
Get it tomorrow, because there are some absolutely stunning photos.
No, it's done quite artistically. Yes. / slightly porn.
And that's exactly what we want.
Now, we're off to have our photos taken with said boys where I shall be breathing in. Or standing at the back.
Or superimposed.
Or not in it.
Thanks very much, boys.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, have a good run. Thank you. Joy, 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.